This photo I've called Roundhenge, although I'm not really sure why, maybe as a reference to Stonehenge. Like I've said before, I'm terrible at naming photos, so it is what it is. It's something that I've noticed while biking to work, and I thought it might make a cool photo. Mostly I thought it was weird that in the middle of this bit of forested area, there's this giant pod that looks like it fell from the sky. It turns out it's a manhole cover for a sewer. You can't see it, but on the top, after it comes up to after it decreases in size up at the top there, that's just a round manhole cover. And I didn't know what it was, but it was this cool sort of round obelisk, like an alien space pod. And it seemed kind of cool. I also like how there was the light in the background. In the morning, so in this photo, you see this the light coming in the back there. That's because it's, I think, about 7:30 in the morning, maybe a little earlier. And we're looking eastward here, and the sun is actually behind. It's like on the right-hand side of the photo. And you can see it coming in that opening there and causing everything to light up and glow back there. I thought that looked kind of cool. Although for this photo was also a lesson in how to use metering modes. Every camera has different modes of metering what your exposure is. And the most common one is called 3D matrix, or, well, that's what it is on an Nikon. It's probably, I don't know, just 3D or something like that on a Canon. But what it does is it takes the whole scene into account and says, okay, what should our exposure be given all of the light? What you can do, though, is change your metering mode. There's a couple other common ones. One is called center weighted, so it only looks at the center of the photo. And another is called spot metering, and it looks at what the current focal point is, and it makes that the properly lit portion of the photo. I'm pretty sure that for this photo, I use spot metering and focus on the structure. That means that the structure itself would be properly exposed, and the background would not be. The background would be blown out too much. It'd be too bright because this structure would be properly lit. In order for that to happen, the background would be too lit because there's too much light coming in back there. You can fix this stuff in post to get it back to how you actually see it in real life, which is what I had to do here. So I used spot metering. I focused on the structure and took the photo. I want it to be lit properly, so I had to tone down the background a little bit in post. Like I said, it was blown out a bit too much, so I had to dodge it. Or no, burn it. I can never remember. Burn or dodge. I'm pretty sure burn is where you darken it. And yes, I know how to use burn and dodge. I just forget which is which. Sorry. If you're a Photoshop guy and you want to stop listening right now because I forget the difference, I apologize. I know how to use the tools. I just forget which does which. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I shot this at f2.8. I could have gone down to f4 for a little sharper. 2.8 was I don't like to shoot general landscapes and faraway stuff at 2.8 because it's too big and the photo isn't as sharp. But because there wasn't a lot of light where I was standing and on the photo in general, because it was all shaded from the trees, I had to let in a lot of light and still keep a low ISO to get good quality light. In the end, though, I like the depth of field. I like that the foreground is just a little blurry, and it turned out okay. I still go past this, and I bike past it on the way to work and the way from work, and it honestly doesn't look all that special, and it's just this cement thing sitting there. But it kind of goes to show you that you can find interesting picture opportunities if you look a little harder at your surroundings and see what's really out there. And sometimes we have boring, ordinary things that if we look at them differently, they might be a cool photo. Or they might not be, but you might as well try because it's digital and you don't have to buy film and develop it and all that.